When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Pickets, your Monday, September 2nd edition. Hope everybody's having a good holiday weekend, has that day off to enjoy themselves. We have a 8-game slate, starts 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, has a lot of has a handful of later games, but most of the games are early in the day. But it's an early slate. Have some time enjoying the rest of the day with friends, family, college football later tonight. All that good stuff. All right, let's get at it here. You have four of the eight totals of 9.5 or higher. You have 6 of 16 totals, 5 or higher. Your totals on the slate: Mets at Nationals 9.5, Rangers Yankees 9.5, Orioles Rays 8.5, Twins Tigers 9.5, Blue Jays Braves 9, Phillies Reds 10, Giants Cardinals 9. Waiting on Mariners Cubs because they always wait for Wrigley weather. I got six totals, like I said, 5 or higher team total-wise on this slate. Pitching is not great, as one would expect. You got 2 guys over 10K. You got 5 guys over 9K. Jake Odorizzi is the most expensive guy, 10-5 at the Detroit Tigers. Don't mind it at all. He's owned Detroit this year, 13 innings, 6 hits, 113 Ks, averaging 28 points per performance against the Tigers, coming off a 25.3 at the White Sox. He's been very up and down of late, but as a whole, has that 20-point upside at all times. The Tigers are getting peskier and peskier with these young bucks, but you look at Odorizzi and his matchup here. Detroit strikes out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. That's outstanding with Odorizzi's 25.4% K rate. Gives up a lot of fly balls, so that's always the bugaboo. He's a minus 180 home favorite in this matchup. When you look at Detroit, a team total of 4, lefties 290s, righties 320 versus Odorizzi. But a 285 WOBA and a 145 ISO versus right-handed pitching makes Odorizzi very, very solid today. If you want to pay up the pitching, it sounds weird to say it, but Odorizzi is a very, very nice high-priced option. The other guy, 9K and above, that I really, really like tonight is Ryan Yarbrough. Since he's come into the rotation, has been great. 14-5, 16, 32, 38, 16, but I don't know if that 16 was with him starting. Since he's been like a regular starter in the rotation, 6 or more innings in 4 of his last 6 starts, 5 or more Ks in 5 straight outings. He's got big-time upside at pitcher-friendly Tropicana against the Baltimore Orioles, a team that you can definitely strike out and get it going. When you look at Yarbrough, you have a Baltimore team that strikes out 23.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Yarbrough's a minus 300 home favorite in this match to go with his 22% K rate and 44% ground ball rate, which is outstanding. Keeps that ball in the ballpark. Baltimore at 2.6 team total, lefties 285, righties 273 versus Yarbrough. So Yarbrough at 94, very, very nice. I got him 1, Odorizzi 2 up top. In your 7 and 8K range here, just kind of goes with what you feel comfortable with. I forgot to tell you, wind's blowing out to left in Yankee Stadium with 25% chances of rain, so keep an eye on that one. But Kyle Hendricks is $8,900. He's at home against the Seattle Mariners. Hendricks has been very, very good at home this year. 1.79 ERA, averaging almost 24 DK points at home compared to a 5.2 ERA on the road and less than 10 DK points. So really, really good home road splits. His last home start, the Giants, 32 points. Oakland, 18. San Diego, 18. Cincinnati, 15. He's got the Seattle Mariners team coming out of Arlington. You can definitely pick on this Mariners club. When you look at Hendricks, the Mariners strike out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Hendricks almost a 21% K rate to go with a 41% ground ball rate. There's a lot to like here with Kyle Hendricks in this matchup. Lefties 300, righties 295 versus Hendricks. So Hendricks to $8,900, very solid on this slate. Anthony DeSclafani 85 if you want to. He's pitched great at home this year. lefties are what get to him. When you look at the Phillies lineup, you know, there's Harper, of course, C-Dick, Cesar Hernandez, but not a ton of lefties outside of, I'd say, C-Dick and Harper that you're really, really worried about in that matchup. They strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. And you look at Philadelphia's team total, 4.5. Again, lefties 343, righties 272 versus disclosed. So $8,500, not one of the top plays, but definitely in play tonight. Weather permitting, Masahiro Tanaka at 81 is very, very nice. Again, not as drastic as Hendricks, but big home road splits. Home 3-2 ERA, averaging over 18 points. On the road, 5-9 ERA, averaging less than 10. So been very, very good at home. Just been very, very good lately. 31 at Seattle, a 7.5, and a 16, 28. So three of his last four starts, 16 or more. $8,100 at home against the Texas Rangers, a team that strikes out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Tanaka minus 200 road or home favorite in this matchup to go with a 48% ground ball rate for Masahiro. That's very, very nice. And you got a Texas team with a 3.9 team total, lefties 317, righties 302. And it's a Texas team that's just struggling as a whole. 307 Woba, 180 ISO versus righties really strikes me as surprising. I guess that's what happens when you lose Joey Gallo for most of the year. But Tanaka at 81, very solid. Be careful with weather in that one. Lastly, Adam Wainwright, $7,600. He's, again, another home road guy. 2.7 home ERA, averaging over 18 points per game at home. On the road, a 6.5 ERA, averaging 9. We definitely have enough data this year to start buying into these things. Recent home starts, he did get blown up against Milwaukee. But then prior to that, 27 against Pittsburgh, 16 against Chicago, 30 against Arizona. You got a Giants team coming in for an early game on a Monday. Their offense has been surprisingly better, but they still strike out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Waino, a minus 175 home favorite in this matchup. 22% K rate on almost 50% ground ball rate of his own, which is very, very nice. The Giants have one of the lower totals on the slate, the third lowest total on the slate at 3.85. Lefties do hit 368, so maybe Yastrzemski, Dickerson, Belt could be interesting, but righty's only hitting 290, so there is a lot to like there with Waino at 76 if you're trying to save some cash on this slate. So in the 7 and 8 K range, at Hendricks, Tanaka, DeSclafani, Wainwright in that order, but they're all kind of viable depending on how you need to save some cash and make it happen. Punt-wise, it's not pretty. You have Tyler Beede, who's just been a disaster. Often, like, he has his good start here and there. 11 points at home, 8 points on the road. He had 15 against Arizona his last time out. He's very, very volatile. You like right-handed pitchers for St. Louis. St. Louis has been getting it going of late. They're streaking, but you can target them with righties. So if you need to punt with Beede, you can. Or you just go, screw it, Drew Smyly at 46 at the Cincinnati Reds. It's terrifying, him in Great American Small Park. He's faced the Reds once this year, got 12.4 points. The thing with him is, he's got the big upside we saw, the 20-plus point upside there for a while. But then, at worst, he started with 23-9, 26-8, and then he went 12-3, 7-7-3, 7-5-7-4. Okay, those aren't great. You want the double-digit upside. But for $4,600, if he's giving you 7 or more points, he's basically getting you a double and a run scored if he's a ball player for you. He's not killing your lineups. He's not putting up the negative numbers. It is Cincinnati in Great American Small Park. Eugenio Suarez probably takes him deep. But, you know, they do strike out 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. If you want to roll the dice with Smyly at 46 just to free up some money for the bats, I don't hate it at all. So I got Smyly 1, Beede 2. Recapping your pitching on this 8-gamer here, I got Yarborough 1, Odorizzi 2 at the 9K and above. And the 7 and 8s, Hendricks, Tanaka, Discla, and Wainwright all have good arguments in their own ways depending on how you want to break it all down. And then down below, it's Smyly, it's Beede. Let's get to the bats on this 8-game slate. Before we do, I want to talk to you about Superdraft. Really cool site. I know I keep pestering you guys with it, but it's a blast. Totally different. In theory, it's got a DraftKings mindset. The way the more value, the more multiplier bonuses you get for guys are usually cheaper on DraftKings, so you can take the quick hits data and move it over there. But it's an exclusive multiplier game mode, a brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want because there's no salary restrictions. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, giving you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want. And with NFL Week 1 coming up, they have a $125,000 kickoff contest. They have overlay everywhere. This holiday weekend, they made a point to put extra overlay. Like, if you listen to this on Monday morning, which you should be, Go sign up for Superdraft. Use promo code Bubba to get you in there. They have tons of overlay. Like, they doubled the sizes of their tournaments to give overlay. I played in a tournament yesterday on Sunday where everybody cashed because there's that much overlay. Come play Superdraft. It's in your app store under Superdraft. Use promo code Bubba when you set up your account. Go check it out. It's a ton of fun. All right, the position players, the hitters on this slate, catcher's position, you slide on down. You don't have to go up top today, but like Gary Sanchez, I like Mike Minor, but Sanchez is always a good GPP at 44. Wilson Ramos now has a 25-game hitting streak. He's 4K versus Joe Ross. I see that going to 26 today. I think it's a very good look for you there in that matchup. A few others you could take a peek at down here. Brian McCann should be back for the Braves facing Wagasbach at 35. That's got some upside for you. If you're fading Yarbrough, Pedro Severino versus lefties in play, I just wouldn't be fading Yarbrough. If Ryan LaVarnway cracks the lineup for Cincy at 33 versus Smiley, that's got some appeal to it in his matchup. Other than that, Trevino's been really good for me with Texas. He's 29 versus Tanaka if you need to go there. And then Jake Rogers, 27 versus Odorizzi's cheap. And then you'll get your other ones down here, like your Maldonado's. Maldonado's on a different slate, never mind. But your Jeff Mathis's and all that good stuff. Just check your lineups when we get there. First base, Freddie Freeman double-donged it on Sunday. The dude's a beast. He gets Wagasbach today. Such a good spot for Freddie Freeman and company. Atlanta's got a 5.6 team total. Somehow Wagasbach's got reverse splits, 285 lefties, 391 righties. But I don't care when it comes to Freddie Freeman at $5,300. That's a great price tag tonight. You slide on down some more, though. Like Big Meat Pete, 5K is a good GPP play against Joe Ross. CJ Cron versus Zimmerman's up to 46, but a good play because we know Zimmerman career-wise had massive reverse splits. A little more lefties better than righties this year, but in his career, righties have spanked Jordan Zimmerman. So CJ Cron, very much worth a look in that one. Sliding on down even more now. Luke Voit, 41 in the GPP, sure. Nate Lowe at 4K versus Wojciechowski. I'm a big fan of that one. G-Man Choi's in play two at 41. I just like the power upside of Nate Lowe. Tampa's got a 5.9 team total, second or the highest on the slate. Lefties 376, righties 320 versus Asher Wojciechowski. So getting a piece of the highest total on the slate at 4K or 41 if you want Choi is outstanding. Lowe went deep in his return yesterday. The dude's a beast. I'm a little biased, but he's a beast. If you're fading Yarbrough, and I think Yarbrough's a phenomenal play, but Trey Mancini's 4K and Renato Nunez, who hits lefties well, is 3,900 if you want to get a little different. Brandon Belt's $3,900 versus Waino for some savings as well as we are out of. Remember the Giants, when they leave San Francisco, they usually hit the baseball. It's an early game, so I'm a little worried, but they can. If Chris Shaw cracks the lineup for the Giants, he's first base outfield eligible. He's 34. It is September, so we're going to get a lot of new names out there. We're going to miss some on the show, but that's what the chats are for. The FSD Slack chat, the TQE member Discord, because lineups will get interesting this time of year. Don't get frustrated. Power on. We're going to have a blast taking some football fish money. Second base, you got the likes of DJ LeMahieu, but Jeff McNeil at 48. Lefties can get to Ross in a big, big way. The Mets, 4.8 team total. Lefties, 385. Righties, 331 versus Ross. Jeff McNeil having such a great, great season. A little bit of a slump since coming back from his injury. He went 0-4 in his last three games, 24, and a couple of downers as well. Maybe he's in a little bit of a funk. 48 versus Ross, not shabby. Ozzie Albies finally getting that price back up there. He's up to $4,600 as he started getting it going here. A 2 and then a 12, a 22 of late. Really good spot there versus Wagasbach again and the Blue Jays. After Albies, my boy Johnny VR at 45. If you want to fade Yarbrough, that's one of the guys you use. Eric Sogard's down there as well. Like Gavin Biggio starting to heat up again. He was really, really good for a while. Quieted down a bit. 27 and an 18 over the weekend against Houston, a 9 against Atlanta, a 10 against Atlanta. So he has 9 or more points in 4 of his last 5. He's 41 versus Mike Soroka. I respect Soroka a lot, but that's a good value with Biggio. Same with Ronnie Rodriguez. If you're not using Odorizzi, Ronnie, second base shortstop, I was tweeting about him over the weekend. He's averaging 10.5 points over his last 10 with 4 homers, a double, 13 ribbies. He's only hitting 263, but he gets the big boy hits. 0, 34, 23 in his last 3 games. Against the Twins, he's 4,100 with some upside there. Luis Arias down to 4K. Very good cash game play with some stackable upside. Hanser Alberto versus a lefty at 37. I know it's Yarbrough, but he spanks lefties. Nick Solak at 36 versus Tanaka. One of Solak's tougher matchups, but Tanaka will give up the long ball. So Solak, Rougned Odor, both GBP viable in their matchup. And that's about it, except, again, check the line. Mauricio Dubon's down here at 32 versus Waino. He's still trying to get it going, but the talent's there. Joey Wendell's down here as well at, I just saw you, Joey. Where'd you go? Where'd you go, Joey? He's down here at 3K flat. So there's tons of value this time of year. You just got to put the time in when the lineups come out, kind of search them for what value's good, which value's bad, and we should be able to bang some stuff out here on this one. Third base, you got Rendon at 55, very solid. Sano GPP as well at 5K, both good looks. Rendon at 55 is very intriguing because they left his price up even though he's facing Thor. And Thor's been very good outside his last start where he was the fat Thor from the Avengers. He was that guy on the couch drinking beer playing video games, not the hammer-wielding beast. So we'll see what Thor shows up against the red-hot Washington Nationals today, but the fact they didn't lower Rendon's price is pretty intriguing to me. You'll get the Nats super low-owned if you need to get there. And big upside if they can get to him. JD Davis at 43, good GPP play versus Ross. I like that quite a bit. The Cubbies are going to be a nice play, and they're priced down for some odd reason. They're playing Justice Sheffield, lefties 362, righties 323. Bottom line, everybody hits Justice Sheffield. Chris Bryant's only $4,200 for Sheffield. David Boat's back, he's $4,200 for Sheffield. Both really good plays. I'd rather have Bryant, of course, but both solid plays. They're multi-position eligible. Good looks for you there. The Vladito's 4K. I mentioned Arias already. Matt Carpenter is $3,900 for Tyler Beede. Could be a guy to keep an eye on. I'm not a huge Carpenter guy. He's like 0-0, 5-5-0. Not the best guy, but there is value there versus a guy like Tyler Beede, who's just not great right now. Hanser Alberto again at 37. Solak at 36. Mentioned him earlier. Gained third base eligibility over the weekend. That's nice. And then again, just check your lineups as more and more pops up. Shortstop, Bo Bichette's 54. Like Trey Turner stayed at 5K versus Syndergaard. Something to keep an eye on there. You got Jorge Polanco at 48 versus Zim. I like that quite a bit. Mentioned VR earlier. Gleyber Torres in a GPP at 44, sure. But again, Javi Baez. I know he hasn't been crushing the baseball the last couple weeks, averaging 7 over his last 10. But $4,200 for Justice Sheffield. I can't wait to see the Cubs ownership with the price on these guys. They are so stinking cheap. At the same time, for a GPP, Paul DeJong's $4,200 versus Tyler Beede. I'm just not a Beede guy, but you never know. He'll shock you from time to time. Ronnie Rodriguez, 41. Didi Gregorius went deep yesterday, facing a lefty at 4K. It's lefties just fine. Rosario, Mud Rosario, 39 is good. William Domus at 37 versus Wojciechowski. That's really good value. Jose Iglesias at 37 versus Drew Smiley is good value as well. So a couple nice sub-4K guys right there to bring it on home for you. Let's head to the outfield. Aristus Aquino's $5,800 for Drew Smiley. That's outstanding. It's a good play, but he's finally the highest priced guy. That's wild. Nelly Cruz at 57 is really good versus Zim. I like that quite a bit. You got Bryce Harper versus Disclo. He's in play for you. Like Juan Soto keeps getting it done. He's 5K versus Thor. Soto's averaging 15 over his last 10. 30, 23, 14, 19, 2, 15, 8, 28. Over his last 8, he's got 14 or more in 6 of 8. It's a tough matchup for Thor, but a very intriguing matchup with Juan Soto at 5K. Aaron Judge is heating up. He's 49, but Corey Dickerson, again, a lefty versus Disclo. Dickerson averaging 12.5 over his last 10, 10, 3, 15, 14, 12, 18, 0, 28, 9, 15. Really good look there at 49 versus Disclo is Corey Dickerson. Mentioned McNeil earlier. Austin Meadows very solid at 47 versus Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski, you could definitely take advantage of, especially with a guy like Meadows at 47. Tommy Pham at 46, not bad either. Don't worry about the splits when it comes to Wojciechowski. Got Eddie Rosario versus Zim. If you're stacking the Twins, that's fine at 46. Minnesota's got a 5.45 team total. Lefties 413. Righties 307 this season. So keep an eye there on Eddie Rosario. Nick Senzel went deep yesterday. He's 4,400 versus Smiley. Something to keep an eye on there is hopefully Senzel can finish the season strong. Good matchup there versus Drew Smiley. Nick Castellanos at only 43 is a phenomenal play. Again, the Cubs are way too cheap on this slate. If you're not using Waino, Mike Yastrzemski at 43 versus Waino is very, very intriguing. So is Alex Dickerson in GPPs. Like Chris Bryant's 42, Schwarber's 42 versus Sheffield, both in play today. Jake Cave, if he makes the Twins lineup at 41 versus Zimmerman's, very solid value. Really, really nice value in that matchup. Like that quite a bit. few others you could pick on is like Kevin Pillar, only 39 versus Waino. Pillar hit his 20th home run of the year yesterday. He's having a really, really good season, swinging the bat really well. So $3,900, good value there. And then you got likes of, oh man, it's going to get ugly down here. But like Randall Grichuk at 36 has some upside. Jose Martinez is back for St. Louis. He's 36 versus Beattie. That's some big upside, actually. I like that quite a bit. Like Bader O'Neill against Beattie are cheap. There's a lot of guys down here. Brandon Nimmo looks like he might be back. He's 3,400. Chris Shaw, 34. You will get some definite value down here when lineups come out. All right, recapping your pitching. You got Yarborough and Odorizzi up top. In the middle, Hendricks, Tanaka, Disclo, and Wainwright. Down below, Drew Smyly, Tyler Beattie. When you're stacking it up, the Cubs versus Sheffield is a great stack, and it's really cheap. I don't quite get that one at all. That is outstanding, though. Like Tampa versus Wojciechowski is great. That's a great, great one. Atlanta versus Wagasbach is outstanding. Cincinnati versus Drew Smyly's got some major appeal. So is Minnesota versus Zim. St. Louis versus Beattie. So a lot of the big boys you can get there, all the high totals. But if you need to get a little different, I don't like taking a chance with Washington against Syndergaard. I think that's got some interesting appeal. Detroit versus Odorizzi as well could be very, very interesting. All right, BVP on this slate. We'll see if we got anything. Shinsu Chu, 7 for 16 with a double against Tanaka. Guzman's got two homers. Odor's got two homers. Mazar's got one. Elvis Andrus, 5 for 14, two doubles. Anthony Rendon, 12 for 37, two doubles, two homers off of Syndergaard. Soto, 5 for 15 with a double and a homer. Victor Robles, 4 for 10, three homers. Asdrubal Cabrera, 5 for 10, two doubles. Not bad. Not bad at all. Brandon Nimmo, 5 for 7 versus Ross. Conforto, 5 for 10 with a double and a homer versus Ross. Eddie Rosario, 7 for 13, three doubles, two homers off Zim. He's got two homers. Buxton, 1. Cron, 2. Cruz, 1. Sano, 1. Marvin Gonzalez, 1. As a team, the Twins are in 344 with a 424 WOBA and a 281 ISO versus Jordan Zimmerman. That is outstanding, folks. That is outstanding. The Twins own that biatch. Corey Dickerson, 4 for 9 with a double and two home runs versus DeSclafani. Talked about him quite a bit already. So good stuff there. Buster Posey, 6 for 17 and a double against Wainwright. Sandoval, 6 for 18. Neither one of those guys are worth playing because Sandoval's actually not playing. But they had good BVP. And other than that, that wraps us up on today's edition of Quick Hits, a little 8-gamer early slate. So a couple of you listeners will be back Tuesday with the full deal. Don't worry, we got you through September, through the end of the baseball season. You can check us out at fantasysportsdegens.com. Lots going on in the Slack chat over there. And then go to thequantedge.com, NFL Week 1 coming up this week, and they will have you covered with everything you could possibly need. So go check out thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you what you want there. And Superdraft, promo code Bubba, all the overlay in the world. Go check it out. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 2nd edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.